我们感谢主很快带领我们来到2006年。
We thank the Lord for leading us into 2006.
当我在主面前寻求这个生活的系列啊。
As I saw before the Lord about this series of life topic that I want to share with you.
主给我一句话。
And the Lord gave me a word.
我觉得这句话呢非常的宝贵。
And I felt that was very precious to me.
我们希望弟兄姊妹们大家一同来思想，能够牢记这句话。
And I want to share this with you so all of us can meditate on this and perhaps memorize it.
这句话呢，出在路加福音十二章第十五节。
It is in Gospel according to Luke chapter 20.
这句话呢是说人的生命不在乎家道的丰富。
That the life of man is not depending on the.
十二章十五节。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
大家跟我一起读好吗？
Can we read it together?
人的生命不在乎家道的丰富。我们希望这句话能记住，再来一遍。人的生命不在乎家道的丰富。那我们晓得这句话呢，对我们一个很重要的提醒。
That this word provides a very good reminder for us.
希望我们基督徒呢在追求主的那个方向上面不要有了错误。
That in our pursuit of the Lord, we do not walk on the wrong path.
我们知道基督徒的生命不在乎地上你有多少的钱财。
We know that our life as Christian does not depend on the abundance that we have on this earth.
也不在乎你外面物质的事物拥有多少。
Nor does it depend on your possessions.
对一个基督徒来讲
And to a Christian,
有两件事情是我们追求应当追求的
There are two things that we need to seek after
第一个
One,
我们要追求在认识神的事上丰富
Pursued after the abundance in knowing God
我们从头一个世纪我们看见那许多圣徒们
And from the first century we see the examples of many saints
他们在神丰满的知识上面达到丰富
That they have reached that fullness into the fullness full knowledge of Christ
我们知道这个是今天圣经给我们看见我们应当追求的丰富
And the Bible reveals that that is the abundance that we need to seek after
不仅保罗从神得到启示认识神的奥秘
Not only Paul was received the revelation from the Lord understanding the mystery of God
我们看见就是当时这些打鱼的彼得和约翰
And even the fishermen who was Peter and John
他们在对神的认识上面都是深不可测
And they had such a deep knowledge of the Lord
非常的丰富
It was very abundant
我们想晓得教会历史上面
And in the church history
无数的神的百姓
There are so many countless people of God
他们在对神的认识上面他们追求达到一种的丰富
And that they seek to a fullness of knowledge in the knowledge of God
这个才是我们今天真正的丰富
And that is the abundance that we want to seek after today
第二方面的丰富
And second abundance
就是在生活和经历上面的这个丰富
It is abundance in our life experiences
在许多神的儿女们身上
that in the life of many children of God,
神实在是又真又活的神
and God truly revealed himself to be a true and living God
在他们的生活中天天经历神的丰富
that in their lives they experience daily the abundance of God
圣经所以记载了很多的人物
and therefore in the Bible many people were recorded
弟兄姊妹就是为了激发我们
it is to stimulate encouraging us
你看就是这些人活在地上的时候
that as we look at these people as
在他们的生活中间
in their lives,
他们对神的经历是何等的丰富
and how abundant was their experience of God,
他们的生活是何等的丰富
and how abundant was their life of God,
所以弟兄姊妹们
and therefore,
主今天还留我们在地上
and as long as we have breath,
主还给我们有很多的机会
as long as the Lord giving us opportunities,
我们要在这两件事情上面弟兄姊妹要竭力的追求
that we need to seek after on these two matters,
请我们记得
and please remember,
人的生命不在乎家道的丰富
The life of man does not depend on the abundance of your possessions.
对于基督徒来讲，真正的丰富乃是对神认识上的丰富。
And that to a Christian, the true abundance reveals in your knowledge of God.
真正的丰富乃是在生命 经历上面生活经历上面的丰富。
And the true abundance is revealed in your life experience of God.
我想这个在2006年开头的时候。
That in the beginning of the year 2006.
那我愿意和弟兄姊妹们相互之间彼此的勉励。
I'd like to encourage with you and let's encourage one another.
愿我们今年能对神的认识比往年更丰富。
That this year we will deeper into the knowledge of God.
愿我们在生活中对神的经历比以往经历更丰富。
May we enter into a deeper abundance in the experience of God compared to last year.
好叫神的国降临的时候。
So that when the kingdom of God comes,
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能够丰丰富富的进神的国。
And each one of us can enter into His kingdom with such abundance.
那么今天早晨呢
？And this morning,
我们要讲到这个属灵生活的另外一面。
I'd like to share another aspect of our spiritual lives.
讲到基督徒应当过光明的生活。
And to live a life of light.
我请大家和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Let's turn to some scriptures together.
我们先看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第一章。
Chapter 1.
第五节到第七节。
Verses 5-7.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若是说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
God is light, in Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin.
以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5
第八节到十四节
Verses 8-14
以弗所书第五章第八到十四节
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 8-14
你们从前是暗昧的但如今在主里面是光明的行事为人就当像光明的子女光明所结的果子就是一切的良善公义诚实总要查验何为主所喜悦的事那暧昧无益的事不要与人同行倒要责备行这事的人因为他们暗中所行的就是提起来也是可耻的凡事受了责备就被光显明出来因为一切能显明的就是光所以主说你这睡着的人当醒过来从死里复活基督就要光照你了
For you were once darkness but now you're light in the Lord live as children of light for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness righteousness and truth and find out what pleases the Lord have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of the darkness but rather expose themFor it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第五节
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第五节你们都是光明之子都是白昼之子我们不是属黑夜的也不是属幽暗
You're all sons of the light and sons of the day We do not belong to the night or to the darkness
约翰福音
Gospel according to John
第一章
Chapter 1
约翰福音第一章
Gospel according to John chapter 1
第四节第八第九节
Verse 4 and verses 8 and 9
约翰福音第一章第四节生命在他里头这生命就是人的光
In him was life and that life was the light of men
第八节
Verse 8
他这个是指着施洗约翰说他不是那光乃是要为光做见证那光是真光照亮一切生在世上的人
He himself was not the light. He came only as witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
第八章
Gospel according to John chapter 8.
第八章第十二节
Verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
十一章第九节
Chapter 11, verse 9.
十一章第九节，耶稣回答说，白日不是有十二小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。
Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day would not stumble, for he sees by this world's light.
第十节，若在黑暗里走路，就必跌倒，因为他没有光。
Verse 10, It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light.
十二章
Gospel according to John chapter 12,
三十五、三十六节
Verses 35 and 36
耶稣对他们说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的，不知道往何处去。你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
Then Jesus told them, You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtake you.The man who walks in the light does not know where he is going. In the dark, does not know where he is going. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light. When he had finished speaking, stop there.
Okay. 最后，腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第十五十六节。
15 and 16.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
So that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life.
这里呢，那个明光照耀呢，这个字啊它原文讲就是一个发光体。
That in verse 16, it talks about a star, a light.
我想弟兄姊妹从神的话语里面我们很清楚地看见。
Dear and sisters, from the word of the Lord, we see very clearly.
神乃是要他的儿女过光明的生活。
That God desires his children to live a life of light.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，神就是光。
The Bible clearly tells us that God is the light.
在旧约的时代中，以色列的百姓明白一件事情，神是住在人不能靠近的光中。
That in the Old Testament, the people of God realized one thing, that God dwells in the light that man cannot approach.
但是到了新约时代中的时候呢，使徒们告诉我们，神就是光。
Yet in New Testament, apostles tell us that God is the light.
这意思说，神不仅住在光中，神也就是光。
It means that not only God dwells in light, but he himself is the light.
啊，约翰在告诉我们说，在他毫无黑暗。
And John tells us that to him, there is no darkness.
就说任何的黑暗都不属于主。
That any darkness does not belong to the Lord.
啊。神是透明的。
That God is transparent.
在圣经中有一句奇妙的话。
And there is a marvelous saying in the Bible.
就是我们在我们的神没有转动的影儿。
That to him there's no shadow of turning.
这句话呢告诉我们一方面讲到神是不动摇的。
On one hand it tells us God never changes or moves.
但是另外一面来讲
它的意思是
什么呢就是它是透明的。
It tells us that he's transparent.
所以只有一个透明的东西，它转动的时候是没有影儿的。
Only when something is transparent, as it moves, there casts no shadow no shadow.
我们感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
他不仅是光。
Not only that he is the light.
今天他也要把这个光赐给我们。
And today he wants to give us that light.
那么这个光怎么会进到我们里面来的呢
？And how does that light enter into us?
乃是我们主耶稣基督道成肉身。把这个生命带来了。
It is when Jesus incarnated and bring this life to us.
我们晓得在主没有到这个世界来之前
We know that before Jesus came to this world,
这个整个世界都是黑暗的。
That this entire world was in darkness.
人堕落之后
That after the fallen of man,
这个堕落的世界是黑暗的。
That this world after its fall is dark.
虽然外面我们看见有太阳的光，有月亮的光
Even though we see the light of the moon, the light of the sun,
有火光，有电光。
And there's the light of the electricity and the fire.
但是我们晓得这些物质的光不能照亮人里面的生命。
But we know that all this material light cannot shine the life of man.
所以圣经才讲说，只有出于主耶稣基督那个生命的光才是真光。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that only the life that light that comes from the life is true light.
所以当我们有了主的生命之后
，And therefore, after we have the life of Jesus,
我们里面就有了这个光。
We have that light within us.
约翰福音第一章第四节很重要。
And Gospel according to John chapter 1 verse 4 is very
生命在他里头。
He says the life is in him.
这生命就是人的光。
And that life is the light of man.
我们要感谢神，今天借着他的儿子把这个生命赐给我们。
We want to thank the Lord that through his son this life has given to us.
因着这个生命的进来，我们里面就有了光明。
And because this entering of that life, we have light in us.
所以当主还没有来到这个世界之前
And therefore,Prior to Jesus coming to the world,
先知在七百年以前就预言
And 7 years ago, the prophets had prophesied.
他讲到这个加利利的外邦之地
He said that in the Galilees, in the land of Gentiles,
有一天他们要看见大光
One day they will see a great light.
果然到了马太福音第四章的时候
And truly, when it comes to the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, that this word had become
a prophet. 我们的主真的来到加利利
And this promise has been fulfilled. The Lord has come to Galilee.
在加利利的百姓就看见大光
That the people in Galilee see a great light.
我们晓得施洗约翰的父亲
we see the father of John the Baptist.
当他得着那个儿子之后
when he received that son,
他在神面前有一个大的赞美
he has a great praise before the Lord.
他有一个大的敬拜
a worship before the Lord.
他那里有几句非常宝贵的话
and some things that he said was very precious.
他说因神怜悯的心肠叫清晨的日头从高天临到我们
he said that because the mercy of God that the light of dawn has comeUpon us.
要照亮那些坐在死荫之地的人
To shed the light upon those people who sit in the shadow of death.
有大光发现照着他们
That there's a great light that shines on them.
然后呢神要把我们的脚好引到平安的路上
And he will lead us to a path of peace.
所以弟兄姊妹这个世界有了真正生命的光乃是从神的儿子降临开始
Therefore, it is only after the incarnation of the Son of God that we have seen the true light in the world.
我想今天我们作为基督徒
And brothers and sisters, as Christians today,
我们都很清楚这件事情
And these are something that we're very familiar with.
是主把这个生命赐给我们
It is God who gave us this life.
当这个生命进来的时候
And when this life enters into us,
弟兄姊妹，我们看见光就进来
And brothers and sisters, we see the light enter into us.
我们看见这个光在我们基督徒的生命中产生了一种非常奇妙的一个功用。
And we see the efficacy of such light in our life.
我想在圣经里面呢 我们可以看见这个光进到人的里面。
And as we see in the Bible that when this light comes into man,
在人的生命中产生许多方面的这个重要的功用。
It has started a lot of effects in our lives.
那么第一个功用
And the first effect,
就是它进来光照我们。
That it enters into our life to shine in us.
我们都知道一个基督徒开头的蒙恩乃是蒙神的光照
We know that when we first receive his grace when we come to believe him is because we receive that light
这个光一进来的时候呢
That when the light sheds in our hearts
在我们里面会产生两种不同的反应
And we have two responses towards the light
第一个我们就会承认罪
One, we confess our sins.
你看全世界的基督徒大家都讲我是罪人我是罪人。
And it is true because we see all Christians confess that we're sinners.
在我们没有信主之前呢。
And before we believe in the Lord.
如果人要叫我们是罪人我们不大服气的。
And it is hard for us to admit that we're sinners.
因为我们活在黑暗里面。
Because we were living in darkness.
我们看不见自己的罪。
We did not see our sins.
我们总觉得还不错。
And we thought that we're pretty good.
很多人常常讲说我是凭良心做事的。
And some would say that I'm doing according to my conscience.
我怎么可能成为罪人呢？
And I live by my conscience. How can I be a sinner?
我从前有一个老师教哲学的老师。
I had a philosophy teacher.
他说我最不喜欢去教会。
He says, least dislike going to church.
为什么不喜欢去呢？
And why did I not like going to church?
一去就变罪人。
Because whenever I go to church, I become a sinner.
我不去我还觉得自己很好呢。
If I don't go, then I feel pretty good about myself.
弟兄姊妹
们，
当神的光临到我们的时候呢？
And when the light of God comes into our life,
我们从内心的深处承认我们自己是个罪人。
And then from the depth of the heart, we confess that we are sinners.
这是光进到我们里面所产生的一个果效。
And that is the fruit, the effect of a light entering into man.
这个光不仅一次让我们看见自己是罪人
and it does not only once cause us to see that we're sinners
这个光在我们里面还叫我们产生一种自责
and we also would condemn and blame ourselves
因为我们看见自己的败坏看见自己的污秽
because we saw our filthiness our own corruptness
我想有蒙过光照的经历的圣徒们都能都能认同这件事情、
And I believe that all who have been shed, whose the light has been shed upon us,
当我们没有光的时候
，and when we don't have the light,
我们看不见自己的败坏
，we do not see our own corruptness,
我们也不知道自己有多污秽
，and we do not see how filthy we are.
只有这个光进来的时候
，and only when this light come into our life,
弟兄姊妹，我们才看见我们整个的全人。都是污秽和败坏。
And brothers and sisters, we began to see that our entire person is but wicked.
但是这个光照进来的时候呢
？And when this light come into our life,
它有深浅不同的程度。
It has a different level.
开头的时候可能我们觉得，哎呀，我很败坏，很污秽。
Perhaps in the beginning we just thought, oh, I'm so filthy, I'm wicked.
但是如果你在这个光中蒙主更深的光照的话呢
？But if you are being enlightened more by the Lord,
它会让你看见自己的斑点。
You will see the spots.
会看见你自己的皱纹。
You will see the wrinkles.
弟兄姊妹们，
Friends, sisters,
年日越久，
and as
光越深，
by, the enlightenment is deeper.
我们越看见自己的不完全。
The deeper the enlightenment, the more we see how imperfect we are.
所以这个光呢，叫我们不能自义。
Therefore, this brothers and sisters, this light causes not to be self-righteous.
这个光。叫人能够谦卑。
That this light causes us to be humble.
所以你看见我们是何等需要活在这个生命的光中呢
？So you see how important it is for us to live in that light of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多的时候常常缺少了这个光。
Friends, sisters, a lot of times we are in lack of such light.
我们人就变得自义起来。
And we become self-righteous.
我们就变得骄傲起来。
We become proud.
所以这个光。对我们来讲是一个很大的拯救。
And therefore, this light is but a great salvation to us.
我们需要一再的活在神的光照底下。
We need to continually living in the enlightenment of God.
所以这是光所带来的头一方面的一个功用。
And that is the first effect of God's light in our lives.
那么第二方面呢
？And secondly,
它能帮助我们走路。
It helps us to walk.
主耶稣在约翰福音十一章这里就讲得很清楚。
And John chapter 11 says,
因为我们在白日走路就不会跌倒。
If we walk in the daytime, then we will not stumble.
如果不在光中的话呢，我们就很容易跌倒。
If we do not walk in the light, then it's easy for us to stumble.
所以旧约作诗人告诉我们，神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Therefore, the psalmist in the Old Testament tells us the word of God is the light unto our path.
我们今天走路啊，你需要有光。
That when you walk on the path, you need a light.
因为看见哪里有绊脚石。
So you know where might possibly cause a stumble.
哪里有仇敌。的陷阱
Where is the trap of the enemy?
哪里有仇敌的网罗
Where is the trap, the net of the enemy?
我们看见了成千上万神的儿女们已经蒙恩得救
We see that thousands of children of God, they have been saved.
但是很多人呢掉在这个陷阱里，掉在网罗里
Yet they fell into that trap.
也有很多人呢走路跌倒
And some may stumble.
弟兄姊妹们，因为什么？缺少光。
Brothers and sisters, because we're in lack of that light.
如果今天我们里面有光
，If there is a light in us,
你活在光中
，If we live in the light,
弟兄姊妹，你不会中仇敌的诡计。
Brothers and sisters, you will not fall into the trick of the enemies.
所以今天我们要走路不跌倒。
Therefore, in order for us not to stumble,
你需要行走在光中。
You need to walk in the light.
并且呢，在约翰福音十二章那里告诉我们
，And in John chapter 12 it tells us，
我们有了光，我们才知道我们走的路对不对。
And it is the light that tells us whether we're walking on the right path。
你如果没有光
，Without the light，
你也不知道你走的对不对。
You do not know whether you're on the right path。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
只有光显明这条路
，Only light enlighten the path，
让我们知道这条路是对的。
And it reveals the path that letting us know that we're walking on the right path。
在旧约的先知们呢？
And the old prophets,
他们曾经告诉我们
the prophets in the Old Testament
在跟随神的道路上面
that in following God,
有的地方有这个指路碑
and some there are signs to direct your path,
有的地方呢有引路柱一个柱子
and some there will be pillars telling you where to go,
像石碑一样
some is just a little sign by the road that tells you
你只有在神的光的底下
Only when you're in the light of God,
我们才知道哪里是指路碑，哪里是引路柱。
And then you will be able to see the signs and pillar that points you to the right direction.
那我们才知道今天我们所走的路到底对不对呀
？Then we will be able to know whether we're walking on the right path today.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
一个基督徒要有健壮的脚，可以走主的路，很重要。
That it is important for Christians to have a strong legs to walk on the way of the Lord.
但是呢，我们也需要光告诉我们是走的路是对的路。
But we also need the light to tell us whether we're walking on the right path.
我们这条路上并不平坦。
Because this is not a straight, smooth path.
这条路上充满了试探和引诱。
And there, it's filled with temptation.
这条路上充满很多错误的教训。
It's filled with a lot of false teaching.
这条路上有很多仇敌的工作。
And this path filled with the work of the enemies.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们活在这个生命的光底下
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we live in that enlightenment of the light,
我们就能够行走这条道路。
Then we can walk on that path.
第三方面
And third aspect,
这个关乎到圣徒彼此的交通
is speak of the fellowship among saints.
我们也需要有光
We need the light.
当然我们知道圣徒的交通的根基是建立在生命上
You know that our fellowship is based on our life, life.
但是那个交通的程度呢那是根据亮光
But the degree of that fellowship is depends on the light.
今天我们有了生命所以我们彼此可以交通
Today we share the same life, therefore we fellowship with one another.
我们有了生命我们应该交通
And because we have that same life, therefore we need to fellowship.
不管神的儿女们在什么样的环境里面
No matter what kind of circumstances we're in,
只要他是一个蒙恩得救的基督徒
As long as it is a sinner saved by grace,
是一个重生的基督徒
It is a born again Christian.
我们就可以交通
Then we may have fellowship with that person.
也应该彼此有交通
And we need to have, we ought to have fellowship.
但是呢，交通的那个程度的话呢，有亮光上面的不一样。
But the degree of fellowship depends on the degree of enlightenment.
使徒约翰在约翰一书第二章里面
And Apostle John in 1 John chapter 1.
他让我们看见基督徒生命的成长有三个不同的程度。
It tells us that there's three stages of our spiritual growth.
有的是小孩子
and some are children, young,
有的是少年人
some are young men,
然后是父老
some are elders
你会看见啊这三个不同的生命的程度啊
you see the three stages of our spiritual growth
他们对神的认识上面有不一样
and their knowledge of the Lord are different
这个小孩子呢
and the children
使徒约翰告诉我们他们只认识父亲
They only knows about the Father.
他们知道神是父亲。
And they know that God is the Father.
那么这个少年人呢
And the young man.
他们呢生命就比较刚强一点。
And their life are a little bit stronger.
因为他们胜了那个恶者。
Because they overcome the evil one.
他们有得胜的经历。
They have experience of a victorious experience.
那么第三种人是父老。
And the third group of people are the fathers.
这个父老是什么呢？父老这般人他们认识起初原有的。
And they know what is from the beginning.
他们知道神的永远心意是什么。
And they knew about the eternal purpose of God.
他们也知道神的奥秘是什么。
They knew about the mystery of God.
所以你看见生命的程度有三种不同的情形。
You see that there are three categories and stages of life.
这小孩子的程度呢，他就是只知道爸爸。
And the children only knows about the father.
所以像我有时候碰见一些小孩子
And sometimes when I encounter some children
你没办法跟他讲什么神的奥秘就是基督你没办法讲这个
You cannot tell them that God's mystery is Christ
所以碰见他我说你爸爸好不好啊
I would ask them well how is your father
好啊好啊
They would answer
爸爸很爱我
yes. Oh my father
爸爸很有恩典
loves me And he is very gracious
我想我们刚蒙恩得救我们大家都知道神是父亲
And when we first saved we all know that God is our father
我们知道天上有一位天父
And we know that we have a heavenly father.
他创造万有。
That he created all.
创造好东西给我们吃。
That he created good things for us to eat.
创造好的风景给我们看。
And created good scenery.
然后我们有任何难处都可以来到他面前祷告。
And we can all come to him with all kinds of difficulties.
啊，我们有家庭的问题可以找他。
And we can go to him when we have
troubles at home. 我们有身体的难处可以找他。
Or physical difficulties.
我们有事业的难处可以找他。
Or trouble at work.
哎呀，我们的爸爸真好。
And our heavenly father is great. He has given us
弟兄姊妹，这是小孩子。
Brothers and sisters, that is by the child.
刚刚蒙恩得救了，我们现在知道神是爱我们，神是恩待我们。
We have become, we received grace. We know that God loves us and God is gracious to us.
但是慢慢这个生命开始成长到少年人的阶段中了。
But as you grow to be a young man,
他们的情况就有了一点不一样。
And their situation is a bit different.
约翰说你们是刚强的。
And John says that you are strong.
神的道常存在你们里面。
That God's word is in you.
现在不仅呢，属灵生命变得比较强壮。
Not only that their spiritual life are stronger.
也能够爱慕神的话。
And they can desire the word of God.
也能够把很多话存在心里面。
They can remember a lot of words.
他说你们还胜了那恶者。
He says that yet you also overcome the evil one.
然后你对这些少年人，你可以跟他们讲什么？不要爱世界。
And then you can tell the young men, do not love the world.
因为什么？他们现在对主有了一个更深的一个追求。
Because they have a deeper pursuit of the Lord.
所以你如果对小孩子你说不要爱世界，那很难的。
It's difficult to tell a child that don't love the world.
所以有的基督徒是这样，你跟他讲不要爱世界，不要爱世界上的事，他根本不要听。
So some Christian would just block it their ears when we try to tell them do not love the world.
你只能跟他讲说爸爸怎么爱你，爸爸怎么看顾你，爸爸怎样的施恩给你。
And you can only tell them how the Father looked after you, how the Father loves you, and be gracious to you.
所以神一恩待我们了，我们就感谢赞美主。
So we would just give thanksgiving to God whenever we receive His grace.
过两天呢，父亲没有答应我们的祷告了。
Maybe a couple of days later,
我们态度就不一样了。
Our attitude changed when he didn't answer our prayers.
这就是我们做小孩子的时候的状态，对不对？
You know that is the condition of when we are a child.
到了少年人的状态中你就不一样了。
And when you become a young man, you're a little bit different.
我们可以对他说不要爱世界，因为爱世界爱父的心就不在我们里面了。
Then we can tell them do not love the world because when you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
那么更好的一个情况呢？
And then as they grow into a better condition.
那是能够达到父老的情况。
It is when they become fathers.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就可以在神永远的旨意上，在神的经营上，在神的旨意，神的整个伟大的工作上彼此有交通。
Then we can fellowship in the eternal purpose of God, in the eternal investment of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在交通的事上，根据是生命。
And therefore, fellowship, the foundation of fellowship, is life.
但是这个程度呢，是根据亮光。
But the degree is based on the degree of enlightenment in our life.
但今天呢，如果主给你有父老这样的一个经历的话呢
？And today, if you have experience as a father.
你也不要轻看小孩子。
And do not look at those, despise those who are a child.
弟兄姊妹，你仍旧要就着他的属灵今天的认识上面呢，跟他有交通。
You still need to fellowship with that young Christian according to his life of the level of spiritual life.
我们不要轻看小孩子。
We do not despise children.
但是每个基督徒都要追求怎么样，属灵生命要成长。
Yet every Christian should seek into a deeper growth of the in the Lord.
你不能永远都是停留在小孩子的状态。
Because you cannot forever remain being a spiritual baby.
我们时代觉得有一件事情很悲哀，就是今天很多神的儿女们呢，好像永远就停留在那个阶段的里面。
You know, something is so pitiful that most Christians remain a spiritual child.
你要稍微跟他讲深入一点点，讲得胜一点的经历，追求十字架经，他就听不进去。
You want to share a little bit more, with him a deeper knowledge about the way of a cross, he cannot hear it.
如果要再讲高一点，讲到神永远的旨意，他根本。他整个头脑空白了。
If you want to talk about something higher about the purpose of God, then his entire brain is just blank.
所以我们要追求在生命的程度上面不断的有成长。
Therefore, we need to seek to grow in our spiritual life.
请你原谅我这样说，我认识一个弟兄啊。
Forgive me for saying this, that there is this brother that I know.
我们在不同的聚会里面一同聚会。
We were meeting in different meeting places.
实在是个好弟兄。
He is a wonderful brother.
在福音上他是非常的尽心竭力。
He is very faithful in preaching the gospel.
爱弟兄姊妹也是毫无问题的，非常慷慨。
He is very generous when he loved the brothers and sisters.
他也读圣经。
And he reads the Bible.
他有很好的家庭生活。
He has a great family life.
父母他跟他的妻子跟他的儿女们常常在一起 一同的敬拜神的。
And often he will worship with his wife and his children.
他因为他对我很好。
He was good to me.
就有一次呢，我就心里想，哎，我们坐下来一同有点交通吧。
So once I thought that perhaps we should sit down and have some fellowship.
我就想跟他交通一点关于主住在我们里面的经历。
And I want to share with him the experience of God abiding in us.
哪里晓得我在那里啊，我跟他谈到一点，我说弟兄，我想跟你交通一点关于主住在我们里面的经历。
And as I told him that, brother, I'd like to share a little bit with you about Christ abiding in us.
他一听这个话就打了个大哈欠，嘴巴张着，然后打了个大哈欠。
He just yawned when I said that.
眼睛就没神了。
And the light went out from his eyes.
我就知道。
And then I knew.
你不能再讲下去了。
I knew I could not go on longer.
所以我赶快拉回来，我们再谈谈传福音嘛，马上精神来了。
So I said, well, let's talk about preaching the gospel. Then the light returned.
弟兄姊妹，我没有意思轻看任何的人，我非常爱这个弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, I love this brother dearly. I do not mean to put him down.
但是你能感觉到神的儿女中间有属灵生命程度上面的这种的差别。
But you can sense that there is a different stage in the spiritual life of the children of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to thank God.
神把他的儿女摆在光中。
That God has placed his children in his light.
我们可以在光里面彼此有交通。
That in this light we can have fellowship.
一个基督徒
And for a Christian,
蒙恩了三年就应该很成熟。
And he should be very mature after 3 years of.
不是你三十年以后啊，你才能明白什么叫做起初原有的。
Not that after 30 years of salvation, then you begin to realize what is in the beginning.
你三年之后你就应该很成熟。
You should be mature after three years after you receive
grace. 所以我们需要在主面前好好的追求。
Therefore, we really need to pursue before the Lord.
我们不仅认识神是父亲。
Not only to recognize that God is our Father.
我们不仅能追求一点得胜的生活。
Not only to pursue after some life of victory.
我们也追求能够遵行父的旨意。
But to pursue in a life that we can obey the will of God.
在神的家中所有神的孩子们都是主宝贵的。
That all the children in the house of God are treasured by the Lord.
我们有很多新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
And we have many who are just freshly believers.
刚刚蒙恩得救的时候。
And when they freshly become fresh believers.
我们是要带领他们认识父亲的。
We need to lead them in the understanding of the Father.
要他叫他们活在父的家中。
That they need to live in the house of the Father.
但是呢，我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹们慢慢的开始有好的生活的追求。
But we also need to encourage them to have a good pursuit in spiritual life.
慢慢的能够达到少年人的阶段。
And gradually they will grow up to be young men.
慢慢在教会中有更多的父老出现。
And gradually in the church we see more fathers appearing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这样神的心才能够得到满足。
Then it is then, only then that the heart of the Father is satisfied.
所以今天我们彼此交通。
And therefore today we fellowship with one another.
乃是在神的光中。
It is in the light of God.
如果没有光，我们也很难交通。
And without such light, it would be difficult for us to fellowship.
但是这个光根据我们生命的成长的程度有不同的情况。
And this light has a different degrees of enlightenment according to our spiritual growth.
所以实在讲，在一个正常的家里面。
that in a normal functioning home,
是有年长的，有青年的，有幼年的，对吧？
There should be elderly and young men and the youth.
这是神家的一个很美丽的情况。
And that should be a beautiful picture of the house of God.
神的家呢，不能都是小孩子，一直都是小孩子，都没有成长的人，这个不行。
And the house of God cannot have only children.
所以求主让我们根据这个生命要和所有的圣徒有交通。
Therefore, may we have fellowship with one another based on this life.
我们也根据弟兄姊妹们属灵那个生命成长的程度彼此有交通。
We also fellowship with one another based on our spiritual growth.
这一切都在光中。
And all these are in the light.
第四方面。
And fourth aspect.
因为有这个光的进来。
And because of the light entering into us.
使我们对主的认识能够变得更丰盛。
That our knowledge of the Lord might deepen.
这个光照进来的越明亮。
The brighter the light entering into us,
我们对基督的认识就越更丰盛。
And the more abundant will be our knowledge of the Lord.
所以你知道这就是什么？这就是使徒保罗为着以弗所教会的祷告。
You know, that is the exact prayer of the Apostle Paul towards the church in Ephesus.
在以弗所书第一章里面的那个祷告是何等重要的一个祷告。
And how important was that prayer in Ephesians chapter 1?
他说求我们天上的父亲呢，把智慧和启示的赏给他们，就是光照他们，使他们能够真知道他，真知道主。
He said that may our Father give you the spirit of revelation so that you may truly know him.
这个真知道啊，在希腊原文叫做 epignosis 这个字。
The truly knowing in the Greek is epignosis. Epignosis.
那么这个字呢，原文认真的翻的应该翻作丰满的知道。
And the correct translation should be abundantly knowing.
如果我们的眼睛没有光，
If there's no light in our eyes,
我们对主的认识可能就在一个很肤浅的一个阶段。
Then our knowledge of the Lord is but superficial.
当这个光进来的时候，
But when this light enters into
us, 越照越亮，
It should be shining brighter and brighter.
我们就能对主有丰满的认识。
Then we can have a full knowledge of the Lord.
保罗在哥罗西书告诉我们呢，
In Colossians, Paul tells us,
神所有的智慧和知识都在他里面存着。
That all the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord dwells in Christ.
这是何等的大话啊！
And what a great word that is.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在跟随主的路上。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, as we're following the Lord.
我们不断的需要这个光进到我们的里面。
We continue need that light enter into us.
好叫我们对主能够一直有长进的认识。
So our knowledge of the Lord can grow.
能够达到一个丰满的认识。
And reaching its fullness.
对你的生活会产生重大的变化。
Then your life will be greatly transformed.
当我们里面的眼睛被照明的时候，
When our inner eyes are being opened,
你就知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
You will see what a great hope is that calling.
你也知道他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
You will see the glorious inheritance that he tried to receive among the saints.
你也能知道他向我们所显的能力有多么的浩大。
You will see how immeasurable is that power that he's revealed in us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要这个光。
Brothers and sisters, we need the light.
希伯来书的作者鼓励我们呢。
And the author of Hebrews tells us,
我们要离开基督道理的开端，竭力的进到完全的地步。
He encourages to depart from the beginning knowledge of the Lord Christ, but enter into a deeper knowledge.
你怎么可能达到这个完全的地步呢？
How can you reach that fullness?
你不断的需要神的光进到里面来。
You need that light continually shining you.
只有主的光进来，才使我们的光景能往前。
Only when his light entering into us, it can cause us to go forward.
如果你缺少这个光的话呢？
When you're in lack of that light,
我们基督徒的生活可能就在原地打转，一直在打转。
You would be just stagnant, just staying where you are.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and sisters,
我们要祷告，
we need to pray,
求神开我们里面的眼睛，
that he may open our inner eyes,
光照我们，
to enlighten us,
让我们对我们的主不断的有更新的认识，
that we can have refresh a new knowledge of the Lord.
这实在是一个很大的快乐，
and that is a great joy.
我自己永远没办法感激的尽主在我身上给我一些的光，让我能够在圣经的话里面对主的认识，每一次新的认识带来 极大的兴奋和喜乐。
I can never thank the Lord enough that how He enlightened me continually. Every time when there's new enlightenment, it just bring great joy.
越过越让我知道，我所信的主不是这一点点。
And the more I go forward, I realize that this Lord is not just this limited.
基督实在是扩长深高啊。
That Christ is so broad and so wide and so deep.
是深不可测的。
It is so deep beyond our comprehension.
这个叫我们里面产生极大的一个爱慕，叫我们能有一个更大的憧憬跟随主。
Dear brothers and sisters, you know that would encourage us greatly to stimulate us wanted to know Him more.
你记得保罗在监牢里面的时候
？You know when Paul was in the jail.
他写腓立比书。
When he wrote the Philippians.
他说：“使我认识基督。”
He says, "To know Christ."
这句话。Sparks 弟兄 T. Austin Sparks 弟兄很有感触
and brother Austin Spark really echoes with that
他说你看保罗已经达到这么丰富的境地了但他心中还有一个很深的爱慕使我认识基督
he said that you know that Paul has reached such an abundant stage of knowledge of the Lord yet he has a deeper desire that Lord cause me to know you
我们好多基督徒、啊、常常讲说 我如果有啊这个保罗的十分之一的认识我就满足了
You know, oftentimes Christians would say If I have just a tenth of Paul's knowledge of the Lord Then I'll be satisfied
但是保罗没有满足
But Paul was not satisfied
保罗在基督里他感觉还有很多的丰富我没有得着呢
He says, in Christ there's so much more abundance for me to receive
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters
我们一定要活在这个生命的光里面
We need to live in the light of the life
好叫我们属灵的生命因着这个认识是不断的成长
so that our spiritual life can continue to grow due to that knowledge、
啊、你才知道神给我们的恩典是多么的浩大
and you will see what a great grace that salvation that God has given to us
当神把他的儿子给我们的时候
when God given us his son
万有的丰富都进到我们里面
that all the abundance of creations are in us
所以这是第四方面
and therefore that is the fourth aspect
我们看见这个光所带来的一种功效
we see the efficacy of the light
第五个方面
Fifthly,
他不仅光照我们
not only that he enlightened us,
因为这个生命进到我们的里面
and because that life has entered into us,
弟兄姊妹们
and
我们
sisters,
或者教会就成了一个发光体
the church become a
illuminator、啊变成一个发光体
It becomes an illuminator、
啊、我们知道我们原来不会发光的
You know that we by ourselves are not illuminators
不有的科学家告诉我们说我们人体本来是会发光的
But some scientists tell us that originally we could、
啊、所以他们说、啊、为什么、啊、从前这个亚当夏娃呢这个没穿衣服啊
And so they said well when Adam and Eve they did not have any clothes on、
啊那这些野兽这些东西呢都不会靠近它
and all these wild beasts would not dare to approach them
有一个弟兄讲他就说那个时候亚当夏娃是活在神的荣光底下身上有光的
a brother said that because Adam and Eve lived in the glorious light of the Lord they emit light from them
世上有好多科学家呢他们做了实验发现这个人的身体会发光的
and truly some scientists have done research that our body can emit the light
但是因为堕落了、啊、
but because that we have failed
所以这个光也没有了
and that light has went out from us
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord
当蒙恩得救之后
that once we receive the grace,
里面
when the life enters into us, and we become once again an illuminator.
我们常常听到有人讲说呢我们是不会发光的我们是反射神的光、啊、
And some would say, well, we're not illuminators ourselves, yet we reflect the light of God.
那圣经里面解释说这个月亮呢太阳呢就是主耶稣月亮就是教会、啊、
And some would say that the sun represents Christ and the moon represents church.
那么这个月亮本身是不会发光的
Because the church is not a star itself.
它乃是反射太阳的光
It reflects the light of the sun.
但是我们晓得这是属灵意义上面的一方面的解释
and we understand that that is the one aspect of our spiritual interpretation
事实上不是说主的光在外面照到我们身上反射出来
it is not that the Lord the light of the Lord shines on the, our on us outwardly and reflect that light
乃是今天主的光 生命进到我们的里面。
It is that light entering into us.
这个生命会发光的。
That life within us will shine.
它要透过我们呢，让这个光出现。
That life within us will shine through us.
所以我们就成了一个发光体了。
Then we become an illuminators.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒是发光体。
Brothers and sisters, we are illuminators.
那么教会是发光体。
And the church is illuminator.
所以主才说呢，这个晨照在山上是不能隐藏的，这个灯呢放在灯座上面也是不能隐藏的。
And therefore, that's why the Lord says that the city built on a hill cannot be hidden.
主他说你们就是世界的光。
Because he said that you are the light of the world.
你们应该把光照射出来。
You need to let that light shine forth.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we need to thank the Lord.
我们原来是没有光的。
Because we were without light.
我们是活在黑暗里面的。
We were living in darkness.
但是今天因为生命进来的缘故。
But because life has entered into us.
每个基督徒都成了发光的。
That each one of us become an illuminator.
整个教会成了发光的。
That this entire church becomes
illuminator. 尤其在今天这个黑暗的时代里面。
And in this dark age.
教会应该像金金的灯台一样把光照射出来。
And the church should be like a lampstand to shine forth that light.
所以圣经要求我们基督徒要过光明的生活。
Therefore the Bible requires us Christians to live a life of light.
意思说要让这个光能从我们里面能够照射出来。
This means that the life should shine forth from within us.
所以光明的生活也是光从里面显出来的一个结果。
And therefore a life of light is but a fruit of that light coming forth.
以弗所书第五章。
In Ephesians chapter 5,
保罗特别告诉我们什么叫做光明的生活呢？
Paul tells us what is a life of light.
如果我们真正活在这个光明的生活里面，
If we truly live in that life of light,
它会结出几种果子来的。
It will bear some fruits.
它第一个果子就是良善。
The first being goodness.
什么叫做良善？
What is goodness?
弟兄姊妹，良善就是没有血气。
Brothers and sisters, goodness is not carnal.
没有肉体。
It is not carnal.
如果一个人呢活在这个血气里面，就证明你在黑暗里面。
If you live in your flesh, that means that you are living in the darkness.
如果你真正是活在光中，
If you truly live abide in the light,
它结出来的果子就是良善。
Then fruit of it will be goodness.
第二个果子就是公义。
Second fruit being righteousness.
绝不做任何不义的事情。
And does not do anything that is unrighteous.
第三个就是诚实。
Thirdly is truth.
没有任何的虚谎。
And there's no falsehood.
所以弟兄姊妹们，基督徒属灵的生活，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, our spiritual life,
我们不是按照外面一个教条世界上的道德的行为我们来遵守。
It is not that we are trying to live according to certain doctrines or reach a certain moral standards.
乃是你活在这个生命的里面。
But it is when you live and abide in that life.
这个生命的光照射出来的时候，自然就是这样。
And when the life coming forth out of that life, it becomes so.
所以不是做出来的。
It is not you try to do certain deeds.
是造出来的。
It is but a revelation, a shining forth.
所以我们要活出善良吗？
So do you want to live out goodness?
我们要活出公义吗？
Do you want to live out righteousness?
我们要活出诚实吗？
Do you want to live out truth?
我们就活在这个生命里就可以了。
Then abide in that life.
这个生命的光自然会产生这样的一个结果。
Then the light of that life will bear such fruit.
那么在这段话里面，保罗也告诉我们。
And in this particular passage, Paul also tells us.
总要查验主所喜悦的事情。
And you need to test what is pleasing to the Lord.
我们怎么能够查验主所喜悦的事呢？
How do we test and find out what pleases the Lord?
只有光进来的时候，我们才知道什么是主喜悦，什么是不是主喜悦，对不对呢？
Only when the light enters into us, then we'll be able to distinguish what pleases the Lord or not.
我们要明白神的心意。
We need to understand the will of God.
我们要追求主的喜悦。
And we must seek to please Him.
我们需要光。
Then we need that light.
我多次和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Oftentimes I shared with you.
在圣经里面呢。
And in the Bible.
这个爱跟喜悦有点不大一样。
There's a little bit difference, a distinction between love and pleasure.
我们知道神爱我们是永不改变。
You know that the love of God towards us never changes.
但很多时候神不一定喜悦我们。
But many times he may not be pleased with us.
因为我们行走的做的事情不够光明。
Because we do not do deeds according to that light.
所以保罗说我立定的心志要得神的喜悦。
And therefore Paul says, I have set in my mind that I want to please the Lord.
我们知道神爱我们。
We know that God loves us.
但是基督徒要追求一个叫神喜悦的生活。
But Christians need to pursue a life that pleases God.
那我们就需要有光。
Then we need the light.
我们不要做神所不喜悦的。
That we do not do what not, does not please him.
弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
我想我们都有软弱
You know that oftentimes we have weakness.
有时候我们经不起世界上的这事物的试探引诱
Sometimes we failed at the temptation.
我也常常觉得我自己有很多软弱
I often feel so myself.
我也知道在我生活中有很多事情神并不喜悦
And I know that many aspects of my life does not please the Lord either.
神总是爱我的
But God loves me nevertheless.
我知道神爱我
I know that he loves me.
但是每一次我感觉神不能喜悦，我就觉得很亏欠。
But every time I feel when the Lord is not pleased with me, I feel I fall short.
我想我们作为基督徒
that as a Christian,
我们要做神所喜悦的事情。
We need to do things that please the Lord.
这个呢，弟兄姊妹，将来要得奖赏的。
That will cause you to receive the great reward.
我想有一个小故事我还是讲一下因为有些弟兄姊妹可能听我讲我觉得这些例子很好啊
And I want to share with you an example I think it's a very good example
所以我们需要一再被提醒
And we need to be constantly reminded
他讲有一个小女孩啊
There's a little girl
跟她妈妈之间的关系非常好
She was very close to her mother
这个母亲呢非常爱这个孩子
And the mother loves the child very much
但是有一次这个孩子做错事情
But once the child did something wrong
做错事情呢这个母亲心里很不高兴
And her heart was very displeased
她的脸色也变
And her countenance changed
但是小女孩会撒娇啊
But well, and she knows how to get her way.
她就跑去抱着她妈妈的脖子。
So she hugged her by her neck.
那妈妈呢就不高兴。
And so mom was not happy.
她就问她妈妈。
And so she asked her.
你还爱我吗
？She says, "Mom, do you still love me?"
你还爱我吗
？Do you still love me?
这妈妈看她一下。
And so the mom looked at her a little bit.
爱是爱了，不喜欢了。
He says, yeah, I love you, but I'm not pleased with you.
弟兄姊妹，这就是今天我们很多时候基督徒的生活啊。
You know that reflect our lives as Christians sometimes.
所以讨神的喜悦，这在属灵经历上面是个很重要的经历啊。
So to please God, to live a life that pleases Him is a very important experience.
我们要求主光照我们。
We need to ask the Lord to shine His light in us.
让我们能看什么是神所喜悦的事情
Then we will be able to distinguish what pleases the Lord, what does not.
神所不喜悦的事情
What does not please the Lord.
所以这个光在我们的生活中间占有很重要的一个地位啊。
And therefore this light has a very important position in our spiritual life.
所以基督徒要活在光中。
Therefore Christians live in the light.
另外呢我们要知道在我们的基督徒生活里面呢凡事都应该是透明的。
In addition, we need to know that every aspect of our spiritual life should be transparent.
我们知道我们堕落的人呢。
You know that we fallen mankind.
我们的人性是不透明的。
We are by nature are not transparent.
我们有很多阴暗的东西。
And there's a lot of darkness with shadows in us.
我们有很多的黑暗在里面。
And there's a lot of darkness within us.
现在这个光进来了。
And now this light is entering into us and the life came into us.
主要求我们希望我们的生活呢能够越来越在光中。
And then God required us to live in that light.
像神在光中一样。
And just like God is in the light.
弟兄姊妹们是一个透明的光景。
Brothers and sisters, that is a transparent state.
你知道在启示录21章里面有一句话很奇妙。
You know, in Revelation chapter 21, something is very wonderful.
他说在那个新耶路撒冷中间呢有一条道路。
That in the New Jerusalem, there is a path, a way.
这条道路是金金的。
That this path is made of pure gold.
然后圣经就形容说什么？是透明的。
That it is transparent.
你有没有看过透明的金子啊
？Have you ever seen transparent gold?
我想我们今天在这个世界中啊，所有的黄金呢，看起来是黄的，白金是白的，对不对
？You know that the gold, yellow gold seems to be yellowish, and the white gold seems to be
white. 有哪个金是透明的呢
？Do you see a gold that is transparent?
弟兄姊妹，不仅那条街道是透明的
，Brothers and sisters, not only that path, that way is transparent.
这告诉我们将 将来进入永世之后
and that tells us when we enter into eternity
我们所有神的儿女们所走的路都是透明的路了
that all the path we walk on will be transparent、
不仅那条路是透明的
not only the way is transparent
整座城都是透明的
the entire Jerusalem is transparent
所以神的光会从里面透射出来的
therefore the light of God will shine through that city
弟兄姊妹们
friends and sisters
这是主所要得着的教会
that is the church that God wants to obtain
这是圣徒们在主面前的一个美丽的结合
and that is a beautiful union of the saints before God
所以我们觉得在教会里面每一样事物都应该是透明的
and therefore we think that every aspect in church should be transparent
没有任何阴暗的东西
there should be no shadow
对于个人的生活也是这样
and so is with our individual lives
我们要追求
we need to seek, pursue
我们要过一个透明的生活
to live a life of transparency
我真是看见一些爱主的弟兄姊妹、
and when I see some brothers and sisters
有的人在我里面实在留下深刻的好的印象
and some have left a great and good impression in my heart
他们整个生活都摊在弟兄姊妹的当中
and their lives are but transparent before brothers and sisters
没有任何阴暗的东西
there is no shadow
他们也从来不在背后批评任何人
they do not complain or accuse someone behind their back
他们从来不在后面用一些好像这个淫秽的话语啊来说明任何事情
they do not criticize someone behind their back nor do they use filthy words
他们绝不在背后做任何的事情
they never do anything behind anybody's back
非常的光明
they're in such a light
弟兄姊妹这是我们今天在主跟前应当追求的生活
and brothers and sisters that is the kind of light that we need to pursue after
所以保罗告诉我们呢
therefore Paul tells us
我们如今在主里面是光明的
that now we are light in the Lord
行事为人就当像光明的子女
that we need to live a life as a children of light
那些暧昧无意的事不要跟别人一起去做
and do not do the deeds of the darkness
我想今天呢无论在家庭的生活里面也好在教会的生活里面也好
you know whether it be in church or in your home life
我们如果是一种透明的光景弟兄姊妹就没难处了
and if you live a life of transparency you would not have difficulty
很多的难处都是从阴暗面的东西来的
you know a lot of difficulty comes from the dark side
我们晓得所有的阴暗都是从仇敌来的
that we know that all darkness comes from the evil one
所以你看今天这个世界上人是这样勾心斗角
and you see that's how the people in the world are nowadays
政治上面的事情非常的黑暗
and there's such a darkness in politics
所以我们也愿前面的弟兄告诉我们在教会里面绝对不可以玩政治啊
Therefore, brothers remind us that we never involve politics in the church.
就说明今天神的儿女们应该是透明的、光明的。
And it speaks that children of God should be in such a light and should be transparent.
我想这个呢，今天我们要作为彼此相互之间的一个激励。
You know that should be the encouragement between one another.
在约翰一书里面
，In First John，
约翰告诉我们
，And John tells us，
一个人如果爱弟兄，就住在光中。
If one loves his brother, then he lives in the light。
在他没有半跌的缘由。
And to him, there's no reason to stumble。
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，这个光跟那个弟兄的相爱有很大的关系。
So there's a connection between brotherly love and that light。
约翰很严厉地告诉我们，恨弟兄的，就是住在黑暗里面。
And Apostle John tells us very severely that those who hate their brothers lives in darkness.
当然我们知道这个弟兄是包括姊妹了、
We know that the brother also talks about sisters.
包括的就是女弟兄、
And female brothers.
你要爱所有的弟兄和姊妹。
So you need to love all brothers and sisters.
如果我们不能爱。
If we cannot love,
弟兄姊妹们，就证明我们活在黑暗的里面。
Brother and sister, that proves that we are in the darkness.
爱弟兄就住在光中。
But if you love your brethren, then you live in the light.
所以我们越能够显出弟兄姊妹的彼此相爱。
The more that we're able to manifest the brotherly love,
这个光就显得越丰盛。
And this light will shine even brighter.
所以今天主要我们基督徒啊，成为光明之子。
And God wants us as Christians to be a children of light.
也要叫我们行事光明。
And to do deeds in the light.
弟兄姊妹，这个跟教会的见证有密切的关系。
And that has a close connection with the testimony of the church.
对我们基督徒个人来讲也是一样。
And to us as an individual, it is so.
生命中有光。
That in our life there's light.
你的生活就有力量。
Then your life will be have strength.
你的生命中有光。
That when you have light in your life.
见证就有力量。
Then you give strong testimony.
所以我想在 基督徒属灵的生活里面
and therefore in our spiritual life as Christian
这个过光明的生活
and to live a life of light
这也是我们今天应当有的生活
it should be a life that we ought to live
我们盼望主也借着这些话给我们带来一点的激励
and it's our hope that God will encourage us with these words
啊，让我们不能忘记
That we will not forget.
我们已经是光明之子。
That we are already children of light.
我们在这个世界中要为主做光的见证。
That we want to give a testimony of light in this world.
如同施洗约翰到地上来一样。
And just like John the Baptist coming to the world.
他不是那光。
He is not the light himself.
但是他要为那个光做见证。
Yet he testified for that light.
今天我们也不是那光。
Today we're not that light.
但是呢，我们是光的见证。
But we're the witness of that light.
啊，愿主在我们个人的生活家庭的生活教会的生活里面实在能够得到这个美丽的见证
May the Lord obtain that wonderful testimony in our church life family life and our individual lives
我们再一起来唱一首诗歌好不好
Let's sing another hymn
我们唱505首
Hymn number 505
诗歌505首这首诗歌我想很多弟兄姊妹都很喜欢啊。
I think many brothers and sisters like the song.
这个特别这个副歌非常好。
Especially the refrain.
他说神虽然没有应许我们很多事。
He says even though God did not promise us many things.
神却曾应许生活有力行路有光亮。
But God had promised strength for the day and rest for the labor.
做工得安息。
Light for the way.
试炼得恩恤。
Grace for the trials.
危难的时候有依赖。
Help from above.
无限的体谅不死的爱。
Unfailing kindness and undying love.
我们好吧，请大家一同起立来唱。
Can we all stand up and sing?
我们起立来唱。唱完之后呢，我们在主面前呢，大家一同有点祷告。
And after we sing, we have prayer before the Lord.
我们还活在这个年初啊。
We're still in the beginning of a year.
让我们呢学习把这前面的一年呢交在主的手中。
Let's all learn to commit our entire year in the hands of God.
让我们从年初的时候。
That in the beginning of a year.
我们有个心愿，愿意过光明的生活。
We have a desire to live a life of light.
盼望这一年。主真是使我们如同义人的路一样啊，这个光越照越明，直到日午。
And may this year be our life become that of a righteous person, going brighter and brighter.
我们一起来唱。主，我们满心的感谢你。
Father, our hearts are so full of thanksgiving.
是你把生命的光赐给我们。
Because it is you who have given us the light of life.
你让我们成为光明之子。
That you have brought us to a state that we become a children of light.
也成了一个发光体。
That we become illuminators.
主啊，你要叫我们作为这世界上的光。
Lord, you want us to be the light of the world.
让我们能为光做见证。
That we may be a witness for your light.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Father, our hearts thank you.
从前我们没有信你的时候
And before we believed in you
我们里面是黑暗的
We were but darkness
我们里面亦无亮光
There's no light within us
今天你的光进来了
But today your light has entered into us
但是我们实在承认我们有诸多的亏欠
Lord we confess in many ways we fall short
因为很多的时候我们还是活在我们人性的黑暗当中
Because oftentimes we still live in the darkness of our own nature
我们里面还是有很多不透明的东西
There's so many places not transparent
我们还是有很多属于阴暗面的事物
And there's still deeds of the darkness
主啊愿你光照我们
Father enlighten us
搜寻我们
Search our heart
主啊你把这么大的恩典加在我们的身上
Lord you have given us such a wonderful grace
愿我们真正成为光明之子
That may we truly become children of light
能够在这个黑暗的时代中
That in this age of darkness
为主做荣耀的见证
We may be testimony for you
主啊愿每一个弟兄姊妹都在你面前蒙恩
May each one of us be receive that grace from you
一年一年的过来
That as years go by,
叫我们越来越过越脱离自己的败坏
that more and more we would be away from our own corruptedness,
越过越多进入你自己的美德
and enter into your goodness,
叫我们越靠近回家的时候
that as we approaching the coming homecoming,
我们的光景 能够越来越美好。
That our condition will be get better and better.
主，我们身心里的恩典能使我们达到这样的光景。
Lord, we believe that your grace is sufficient for us to reach that condition.
今天早晨，让我们把我们自己的软弱再重新一次交在你的手中。
And this morning, we commit to you our own weaknesses.
把我们的家交在你的手中。
We commit to you our homes.
把我们的聚会交在你的手中。
We commit to you our meeting.
主啊，愿你照着你的旨意引导我们。
Lord, lead us according to your will.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
早晨你与我们同在。
You have been with us this morning.
在我们的中间。
You have been among our midst.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.